For the past few years, NPR's John McChesney has covered military trials, and in this week's Reporter's Notebook, he points out how much of a challenge reporting on those trials can be.
It's an old fable. Six men in a dark room touch different parts of the elephant, trying to figure out what's in the room with them. They're all wrong, of course, trying to surmise the whole from a tusk or a tail. Sometimes reporters covering military legal proceedings feel the same way. I've covered trials concerning war crimes at several military bases in the U.S., and it's always the same. Hundreds, sometimes thousands, of unclassified documents and photographs are entered into evidence and are repeatedly referred to in court. "Sergeant so-and-so," a prosecutor will ask, "please look at your statement and reference paragraph 8. Is that your sworn testimony?" At this point, reporters are in the blind. Often there are no verbal quotes from the document in court, just page and paragraph references. In the recent proceedings at Camp Pendleton about the killing of 24 civilians in the Iraqi village of Haditha, photos were handed to witnesses for identification and questioning, but reporters couldn't see them. In most civilian courts, enlargements or projections would be displayed. Brian Rooney is a lawyer for one of the officers charged in the Haditha case. Like many civilian lawyers handling military cases, he'd like to have these exhibits made public during preliminary hearings and courts-martial.
It gives a fuller picture of what happened and what the charges are all about and whether they have a basis in truth or not, especially in this war environment, this war footing that our country's on now.
And in most civilian courts, documents entered into evidence would be available at day's end from court clerks, but not so with the military. So even though courts-martial are supposed to be public proceedings, much of the evidence is hidden from public view. And if reporters want those exhibits or transcripts of legal proceedings, the government says they must request them under the Freedom of Information Act, or FOIA. The last time I requested a court-martial transcript, it took 16 months to get it.
And that timeline just isn't consistent with the First Amendment.
Matthew Freitas, a former Navy judge advocate and now a civilian lawyer handling military cases, says there's only one way to get this vital information into the public record in a timely fashion.
In short, a lawsuit could be filed to compel the services to comply with the First Amendment in response to requests for court records.
Freitas and others say it's time for major news organizations to band together to ensure that these so-called public proceedings are really public.
NPR's John McChesney.